and a lot to get to. But, and this is part of the reason, a big part of the reason why Mike is going to be on in hour number two, because right now, joining us on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline is the head coach of the Longhorn baseball team, David Pierce. Everybody was asking me about how I was going to spend my open date weekend, and so Linda and I flew to Los Angeles to see a Dodger game. So I went out and had some fun. I could never be too far away from baseball. But what about you? How did you and Susan and the family? How did you handle the open date weekend?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on.
It's always great to talk Texas baseball and share as much information as possible with the audience. But, we had to take off a few days last week for exams. And so we had no practice Wednesday, Thursday. So we actually took a drive to the Hill Country, spent the night, just kind of relaxed a little bit. Again, we tell our players, you need to get your minds clear, rest your body, all that kind of stuff, but don't completely check out. And so we kind of did that and spent a couple of days there, came back home, spent some time around the house, and then, that was about it.
When you say...
Watched a lot of baseball, I can tell you.
when you say, don't completely check out to your guys, what exactly does that mean for what you're... And how much... Do you want your guys to stay engaged with everything?
Well, we practiced Friday, Saturday, and again took Sunday off. I just think it's important for us. We used to have a 10-day break when I was at Rice, and I always felt like it was too long. But if we came out of the break and we started playing well, we really utilized it. And then we got it back to about 7 days like we have here. And it's kind of like a little mini all-star break. So you rest your mind, you rest your body. You're not worried about your stats. You're not worried about, beating your body up. We really allowed our starting pitching to skip a rotation. So they did not throw an inner squad. They only threw bullpens. So we continued to work. We just backed off the workload. And that also helps them mentally. I mean, you look at a player that is struggling or a player that's doing well. A player that's doing well never wants to stop, right? A coach never wants to stop. But at the same time, we understand that the break can give us a little refreshment and just clear our minds, clear and just really feel refreshed. And so hopefully that's where we are coming out of it. We, like I said, we took yesterday off. Today's open facility will work out, but it won't be anything team-oriented. And then ready to go tomorrow.
Visiting with Longhorns head baseball coach David Pierce here on Light the Tower on the Horn with Craig Way and Jeff Howe.
David, one of those guys that's played really well for you of late is Mike Antico. And in the times we've met with Mike, I've just been so impressed with kind of his perspective on everything, whether it's been the ups, the downs, him getting kind of integrated into everything in terms of the culture and the program. How is he at the point, David, where you feel like his veteran presence, that it really has an impact on the locker room? And did it take him a while maybe before he felt like he was a guy that could speak up?
It's really interesting because I talked to Mike before he came in. I talked to the same kind of situation that happened with my son. He played for us at Sam, and then he came to Tulane for us. He was an older player that wasn't really a part of a clique. Wasn't a part of any piece of the team, but wasn't a young kid that had no experience. And so I said, look, you got to utilize this in a positive and just kind of find your way of how you can create leadership. And Mike and I had the same conversation. And I said, you got to be yourself, come in, but don't feel like that you need to take a back seat and feel like that you have to ease into this. And I thought, the transition for Mike was outstanding the way he handled it. But then you start a spring and you have these expectations. The team has expectations for you and kind of leaning on you because they know you have history and you're a good player. You did really well in the fall and spring. And then you start slow. And there's a lot of pressure for him at that point stay the course and not panic. And I thought he did a nice job of that. And it was hard. really difficult for him, but he never quit working. And I think that was the key for Mike. And nobody gave up on him, including his teammates. And I just thought that was the piece that he needed to now watch him get in the box. And you can see his confidence. I mean, you go back to the Friday night game at TCU where he makes the play of the series, in my opinion, with runners in scoring position and lays out for a ball. And then nothing really going our way. Trey just got called out on strikes in the eighth on a 22nd roll, unfortunately. And then Mike, when everything tended to have shifted, the momentum was moving towards TCU. He hits a solo home run. And, I mean, that was big. But you can just see his confidence, and he's just doing tremendous for us. But he has handled it really well, I think. And I think now you're starting to see his confidence in the true player that he is come out.
Visiting with Longhorns head coach David Pierce here on Light the Tower. It was kind of a strange week. Not only did you have the open date on the conference schedule for the weekend and final exams, you had a Tuesday game that didn't quite get to the fifth inning and got washed out against Texas Southern. And I know that puts you in a difficult spot because we knew that it was going to be tough to try to get that game in, and you guys watched the weather about as well as anybody I've come across over the years. You feel that your guys were able to get some work in by being in a game environment, even though it didn't even go quite the full four innings for you?
I thought it was really productive. Unfortunately, we didn't finish the game, but I'm glad we weren't losing 2-1 in the fifth. And then it was canceled. So we took the lead, but we had live at bats. We were able to get Kobe back out there. We had BP Fungo set up before that. So we got our work in. It was a good day for us. We just didn't finish the game. So I do feel like it was productive. We do try to pay attention to the weather all the way up until the point that the team is going to leave and give them the right to come if we truly feel like we have a window to play. And so that's what we tried to do. Coach Robertson was great about it. They came. We did everything possible to play the game. It just didn't happen. Mother Nature wouldn't let us. But, you know, but the day itself I felt like was very productive. And at the end of the day, when you look at the big picture of RPIs and understanding where we are in the standings, and when you look at national standings and understanding national seeds versus top eight, top 16, it could possibly have helped us to not get that game in, win or lose.
Yeah. I know a lot of folks don't understand that, but that's strange on how that goes. Now, that gets me to where I was going next, and this is the national scene. I noticed this morning your team's up to number 2 in the country in the D1Baseball.com rankings, and I know that and 450 will get you a latte at Starbucks. I understand that. But I know that you're paying attention, obviously, to RPIs, and it was kind of a strange weekend to see TCU drop 2 of 3 at home in non-conference to UL Monroe. Is there anything that comes from, say, a series like that or Louisville getting swept by North Carolina when North Carolina was a bubble team at best, really on the outside looking in, and it kind of pushes them down, and Indiana drops in, and they drop out of the rankings, TCU drops down in the poll, that's used as a teaching tool for you and the staff to the guy saying, we got to keep our foot on the pedal right now and not let up just because we had the great weekend against TCU?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's just one of those things that you want the players at this point. It's fun. It's fun to talk about it. It's fun to understand the jockeying of positioning and all. But at the end of the day, we still have to put our work in and go play the games. And we've been pretty hesitant of talking about the big picture with our team. I just haven't felt like we needed to go there as much. But now that they're out of school and they have some dead time, they're interested. So they're paying attention. So it's worth discussing. But I think every single day, I mean, they know what's at stake. Now we look at going into the final weekend. We can't get caught up in K-State beating TCU. We have to concentrate on beating Rice and concentrate on a healthy, now healthy, probably playing their best baseball, West Virginia right now, with some big arms. So we know it's out there, but at the same time, we've got to put our nose down and go practice and play the games the way we've gotten here. To be quite frankly, we've just done a really nice job of just working day to day and competing in that game. And it's been fun to watch this team do that.
David, how much, if at all, did the time off help Ty, Tristan, Pete, going from a Friday, Saturday, Sunday to now this week, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday? And, you know, do you look at anything different for those guys in terms of, you know, the Big 12 tournament? You'll play that first game, I think, on a Wednesday. In terms of, so how do you look at taking this time off and then getting your rotation set up, not just for this weekend, but then the Big 12 tournament and then a regional?
First of all, they needed the weekend. It couldn't have come at a better time. I mean, they have started every Ty and Tristan every Friday, Saturday since opening weekend. And you'll look throughout the country, and there will be starters for different teams throughout the country miss a start, whether it's mechanical issue, maybe they're beat up a little bit. And so this timing is perfect for our guys to just miss a start. And so it was a light bullpen, kind of gearing towards that Thursday. So, yeah, it's critical to get that this weekend off and then going into an earlier start. So then when you look at it, you look at the tournament in different ways. We play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we won't play again until Wednesday. And we could push Ty to the Wednesday, but I don't feel like we will. I haven't done that unless it was dire need. And what we'll probably do is push a number four or bullpen it more so on the Wednesday game and keep Ty on Thursday and move that direction to then be prepared to go Friday the following week in the regional. So he getting the extra time and then the extra day going into from tournament to regional, I think is also critical for him at this time of the year.
David, with regard to this week, is the plan for Colby to get another opportunity tomorrow night against Rice, and we'll hope the weather holds for that. And then, like you said, you go into your Thursday, Friday, Saturday mindset with Ty leading it off on Thursday?
Haven't 100% decided on Colby tomorrow, but he will definitely pitch. I think that's kind of what we're leaning towards. Sean and I will talk about it here this morning and make that final decision. But there's all indications say that we'll probably start Colby tomorrow night and then move forward like you're talking with Ty Thursday, Tristan Friday, and then finishing up with Pete on Saturday.
Okay. Hey, David, I appreciate you taking the time to do this. We'll look forward to getting them all in this week and on the plus side of the column, as always. I'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow. Thanks for doing this.
Sounds great. Appreciate you guys. Okay.